KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy in Atlantic and 45 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In the news this morning from Southwest Iowa, a Shenandoah woman facing murder charges, two murder charges, in fact, has taken a plea deal and avoided going to trial. Online court records indicate 45-year-old April Montello Roberts was facing two first-degree murder charges, plus burglary, robbery, and attempted murder in connection to a crime spree last August in Council Bluffs that left two men dead. The plea agreement will see Montello Roberts sentenced to 50 years in prison with at least 30 years served. Pottawatomie County Attorney Matt Wilbur says this was going to be the very first jury trial since the COVID-19 pandemic shutdown.
We'd had to rent a ballroom at the Mid-America Center to do jury selection. The plan was to bring in 150 prospective jurors, try to get a jury picked in this case. And so that was really what we were, sort of in that process, of trying to just figure out the logistics.
Wilbur said he had been in communication with Montello Roberts' attorney, and they were eventually able to settle on the deal.
We had offered her a deal, months ago, 50 years with a minimum of 35. They sort of came back and said, how about half that, 25 with a minimum of 17 and a half? And we said no, and then the judge sort of brought up to us, said, hey, we're about to bring 150 people in, probably at least a third of whom are elderly. This case, is there any room that we can get this settled where we don't have to put those civilians at risk? And so, we really kind of started sitting down and talking in earnest.
Montello Roberts is accused of going on a crime spree last August with 28-year-old Troy Peterson of Essex, and they were accused of killing two men in a series of robberies over several days. Their crime spree ended in a standoff with police where Peterson was shot to death. Wilbur said the plea deal was based on the Montello Roberts' age at her earliest possible release date.
In that case where they're really not disputing whether she was guilty or not, you're sort of fighting over what amount of time, should she serve. We looked at a case where, we honestly figured at 79, the chances that she got out of prison alive were probably not great. At 74, probably still not great, honestly, but she at least has some hope. And I think that's what, for her, sort of inclined her to accept, what we offered.
Wilbur, so the families of the two men killed said they would accept the plea deal.
It's a tough call always. I have to take into account, obviously, what the particular defendant did, what the victim's families want, criminal records, that we're looking at, what are we doing to the criminal justice system by taking a case to trial? We've got all of those factors we have to look at.
Online court records show the new charges include two counts of assault while participating in a felony, plus the original robbery, burglary, and attempted murder of peace officer charges. Police say that Peterson was the person who fired the shots that killed the individuals, but Montello Roberts was a participant in the events. Montello Roberts was scheduled to go to trial on September 14th, will now be sentenced on September the 8th. A Pottawatomie County man was arrested at the Pott County Jail Wednesday afternoon on Adair County warrants for sexual abuse and other charges. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandywater reports 49-year-old Charles Harold Lamb of Council Bluffs and formerly of Fontenelle faces charges that include domestic abuse, assault, first offense, sexual abuse of a 12-year-old, second offense, lascivious acts with a child, and indecent contact with a child. His cash-only bond at the Adair County Jail was set at $150,300. According to a criminal complaint on July 29th, a man called the Adair County Sheriff's Office and alleged that Charles and Julie Lamb were sexually abusing their children. In the days that followed, two women called the Sheriff's Office to report they were allegedly sexually abused in the past by Charles and Julie Lamb. They also reported that the 11-year-old sister, who was living still with the Lambs, was being sexually abused by the couple. After Child Protective Services was called in, Adair County deputies responded to the Lamb residence in Fontenelle on July 30th. After CPS spoke with both females who had called the sheriff's office, all of the children were removed from the home. The children were later interviewed at Project Harmony in Omaha, and during the interview, the two female juveniles made comments indicating Charles Lamb had sexually abused them. The alleged abuse of at least one of the girls was observed by a juvenile male in December of 2008. The juvenile also stated Charles Lamb had touched a female juvenile in a residence located in Greenfield. The domestic abuse charge against Charles Lamb was the result of an incident that took place August 10th, whereby he allegedly showed up at his residence in Fontenelle at 2 a.m. and was told by his wife to leave due to the ongoing investigation. He returned at 10:30 that same day and allegedly shoved his wife, Julie, into a farm pond. It wasn't until Julie's dog, which was trying to help her, turned on Charles, causing him to retreat into his vehicle. Julie Lamb told authorities that she was in fear for her life and believes that her husband would have killed her had her dog not been there to protect her. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan yesterday said a burn ban on open burnings is now in place, now in effect until further notice. It went into effect at 5 p.m. on Thursday and prohibits open and controlled burning in Cass County, including all incorporated city limits within the county. Kennan said the current drought conditions, in combination with unharvested crops, present an increased risk for the potential rapid fire spread of any fires that do start. Controlled fires can quickly become uncontrollable. During these dry conditions, citizens are reminded not to throw cigarettes out from moving vehicles and to discontinue burning yard waste, piled tree debris, grass or agricultural ground, and set-asides or other items during the ban. Small recreational patio or campfires are permitted only if they are conducted in a fireplace of brick, metal, or heavy 1-inch wire mesh. Any campfire not in an outdoor fireplace is prohibited. Violation of the burn ban can subject you to a citation or arrest even for reckless use of fire or disobeying a burn ban. The ban will remain in place until the environmental conditions improve or if you receive some rain and a lot of snow. And we're going to need a lot of it. Any questions regarding this burn ban should be directed to your local fire chief. In our funeral announcements, Norma Johnson Christensen, age 85, of Woodbine and formerly of Oakland, died August 29th. An open visitation for Norma Christensen will be today from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. The family will not be present at any specific time. Lorraine Williams, age 97, of Grant, died August 28th. Funeral services for Lorraine Williams will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Wayne Walter, age 99, of Jefferson, died August 28th. Public graveside services for Wayne Walter will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Garner Cemetery, 2 miles south of Bridgewater on County Road N51. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Dennis Eilenstein, age 69, of Kansas and formerly of the Walnut and Avoca areas, died August 22nd. Funeral services for Dennis Eilenstein will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Colony Christian Church in Kansas. Burial for Dennis Eilenstein will be at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland at a later date. Darren Cook, age 57, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Funeral services for Darren Cook will be next Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Roeder Mortuary in Omaha. Elvilda O'Neill, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. A mass of Christian burial for Elvilda O'Neill will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Deborah Calloway, age 66, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. An open visitation for Deborah Calloway will be next Tuesday from 1 until 7 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a family present from 5 until 7 p.m. Olinda Krause, age 70, of Messina, died Monday at her home. Memorial services for Olinda Krause will be on September 10th at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church of Wyota. Johnson Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Ernst will be held on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Pearson Family Funeral Services assisting the family. Catherine Fitzgerald, age 75, of Stewart, died Monday. A memorial mass for Catherine Fitzgerald will be on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Nancy Farley, age 71, of Anita, died Monday at her daughter's home in Anita. A private family funeral service for Nancy Farley will be held at a later date at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.